crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to talk high school baseball. Earlier today, we had the announcement the final RPI was released, so now we know who's going where as far as the state championship tournament is concerned. We know the seeding front to back, the 16 teams that'll be competing for a state title. For the Carbon Dinos, they are one of the top four teams in the 3A classification. That means they get to host games coming up this weekend, and we'll talk about the times of those games and everything else right now. Joining us over the phone, we have head coach Jeff Centeneros. And Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. I know that the RPI, when they take it away from us, it adds a lot of intrigue. I was excited for 9 o'clock this morning, as I'm sure you were as well, knowing that you could probably fall anywhere from that number 3 to number 5 spot, and if you fall outside of that top 4, you don't get a host a home playoff matchup. So it was a great day for Carbon Baseball. You guys definitely earned that right, and you were rewarded with the 4 seed this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a trying time when they pull the RPI a week out and make you sit and kind of wonder what's happening with it. And you don't know how playing games will affect you. You know, we went to ALA on Monday and played them, and you just don't know how that affects your RPI, you know, with the seeding and everything. So, you know, it was a well-anticipated 9 o'clock this morning to see this RPI revealed, and I feel really good with our 4 seed, and that, you know, our team earned the right to host the first two rounds here at Carbon. And as you look at the whole RPI, you know, I think it's really put together for a specific reason of getting teams matched up and on sides of the bracket with what they've done throughout the year. And as I look at this, I mean, according to teams' records and who they played all year long, it's probably, you know, laid out as well as it could be. But yeah, we're excited to host on Saturday. You know, our kids worked hard for that all year long. I worked hard in putting a preseason schedule together that is as tough as possible, especially now with RPI meaning so much. You know, it can go two ways. It can hurt you if you're losing those games, but it can also help you with playing those teams in upper classifications and hopefully winning a few of those games as well. And, you know, I feel like our strength of schedule was a big reason why we finished where we're at. And even though our region may not have been as tough as the other regions this year in baseball, especially, I feel like our preseason schedule helped us with our RPI.
Coach, and with that, you get South Sevier first up, and this is a team that you are well familiar with, a squad that you saw twice in region play. It's another thing that the RPI can present. I mean, it doesn't matter what region you're from. In the old format, you would never get a region opponent in the first the opening round, but here you have South Sevier, and it's a team you're well familiar with.
Yeah, that's maybe the only drawback to the RPI system. You know, it's a tweak I'd like to see them make, that you don't have to play one of your region teams, at least in the first round game of the state tournament. You know, I mean, what happens after a first round, you never know in any state tournament, but usually a first round opponent would never be a region opponent. And in this case, it happens to be South Sevier, and I'm sure there's other teams when you look down the bracket, they're playing region teams in the first round again. And you'd like to not see that happen, but you know, unfortunately, the way the RPI worked out and played out, that's who we get, and we're gonna focus our attention on South Sevier that first game on Saturday, and hopefully move on and see who we get in the second round. But right now, just excited about the opportunity to host and moving forward with this state tournament and just continuing to play more baseball.
Now, Coach, we'll talk about the first two matchups with South Sevier. You and I had a brief conversation about it during that last break. 7-1, 11-4, two games in which you guys dominated. You won fairly handily, but it wasn't your best baseball.
No, you talk about, you know, winning two games and really feeling like you were in control of both games, which I really felt like we were. But, you know, I don't feel like we played really good baseball in either one of those games. We played those in a week where we had seven games in that week. It was a week we traveled down to St. George for a tournament. We ended up with seven varsity games that week. Granted, we did play these two games before we headed that way, and so it wasn't a matter of being fatigued, but I think as you're looking at it and trying to prepare to play seven games in a week, you know, we may not have been completely focused and given South Sevier our full attention and did some things there. But, you know, no excuses. South Sevier played us tough, and we were fortunate to come away with two region wins, and and things. But, you know, they're going to get our full attention right now, and we're going to focus up on what we need to do there and break them down again, pitching-wise and hitting-wise, and do what we have to do. But, you know, two games were, clearly we were in control of both games. But, you know, high school baseball is an unforgiving sport some days. And any given day, a team can walk on your place and give you a game that you're not looking forward to and come up with a win. And, you know, that's the beauty of high school sports. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, you got to make sure your kids show up every day to prepared. And days when they don't show up, you know, a lot of things can happen. So that's my job right now, to make sure we're prepared for Saturday. As is it South Sevier's, you know, coach's job to get his team as prepared as they can be and come to play us. And you know, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to Saturday. And you're probably going to see a few games, you know, go a different direction in some different pods than you might think they'll go. I hope that, you know, we're on the top end of our pod, but you never know what happens in high school baseball.
Again, our guest right now, manager Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Again, Carbon will go toe-to-toe with South Sevier in the opening round of the 3A state championship tournament that'll take place this Saturday. Coach, you guys have come to an agreement on the times as well. I know the default times are 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., but you guys have shifted these. It'll be more afternoon.
Yeah, so we have the luxury. We're probably the only pod with the luxury of having, you know, two wonderful fields to play on. So instead of spreading that out the entire day and playing, you know, in one field and having four different game times, we're going to play at the same time on both of our fields here in Price. We did move those times after speaking with everybody in our pod to noon and 3 o'clock. So you know, the first game of the day will be at noon on both fields. Hopefully give us about an hour break in between the first games to the second game, give us a chance to get both fields put back in order and ready to go again. So right now those times are slated for noon and 3 p.m. on Saturday. I believe we have Manti and Grantsville are the other two teams in our pod that will be here. So Manti and Grantsville will be playing on the south field at our complex. And then, of course, us in South Sevier will be on our home varsity field, which is the north field. So, you know, exciting time. They will be charging at the gate to get in at the parking lot on the north side. Before you can pull in the parking lot, they will charge to get in, and then they will also be charging before you come down off the football field. You know, with this being state games, they are allowed to charge a gate to help pay for umpires and whatnot. Normally, baseball doesn't see a gate. It's one of the sports that in high school you don't ever have a gate being charged at home games or whatnot, but for the state tournament game, there will be a gate. And so, you know, I want people to know that before they can even pull in the parking lot on that north field and sit up in their vehicles and watch a game, they will have to pay to get in. You know, and I hope everybody understands what that money goes for, and just to help out with the cost of everything and whatnot. But I just want to remind everybody of that as well.
Coach, we'll talk about the potential second-round matchup. It could be Grantsville, and this was the importance of getting that four opposed to getting the five spot in the RPI. If you're the five, you're going to Grantsville on Saturday. Boy, it's a hell of a lot nicer to stay home in Price than have to drive to Grantsville. This is a good team, and it's a team that you guys have already seen once this year, and I don't want to discredit the rest of the bracket. I don't want to say anything bad about Manti, but odds are we're going to see Grantsville in the second round, and this could be a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, you know, Grantsville's a quality program. You know, a couple years ago we suffered a state championship loss to them. I mean, they always put a quality team on the field. We got an opportunity to go to Grantsville early in the season and play them on their home field, and was successful, knowing very well that, you know, there's a potential we could see them again this time of the year. Matter of fact, their coach, you know, made the comment to us, you know, we'll see it at the beginning of May, and he's probably right. I mean, we probably will see each other, you know, this weekend. And, you know, it's a challenge that I think our guys are welcoming to play them once again. And but obviously a team we can't take lightly. They played extremely good baseball here, especially the last couple of weeks in that region, most recently taking two out of three games from the number two team in RPI in Judge Memorial. And that's not an easy thing to do. So can't take anyone lightly, and let alone when you have, you know, the five seed. I mean, as far as you look at it, when you're hosting and you're a top four seed, I mean, you're getting the next best team below you, which is the five seed in the second round. And so, you know, what we tell our guys, and I'm sure everybody tells everybody the same thing, look, you've got to beat the best if you want to be the best. Whether you play them in the first round, second round, fourth round state championship game, whatever it is, you're going to have to beat the best team out there if you want to be the best team. And so we're just going to take it one game at a time. You know, if Grantsville happens to be the team we see in the second round, then great. You know, we're going to take that challenge and meet that challenge head on when it's presented to us. And I'm sure they're looking forward to the same thing. But, again, we got to get past the first-round team, as do they. Nobody can look past anybody when it comes to, a game of baseball. But, we're just excited again. And if it's Grantsville, I like our matchup with them. I'm not sure what we've seen from them as far as the pitching staff goes the first time we played them. But, same thing with us. I mean, we have pitchers that they probably – did not see the first time around that they're going to see this time around. And so games can change, and teams are a lot better now than they were, a month ago. Everybody's been working hard. And so it's an exciting time. Good weather, hopefully on Saturday. It looks like 65 and sunny here in Price, which is awesome. I know we got the softball, our girls' softball team. I want to tell them congratulations as well. They're also a four seed, so they'll be hosting out the fairgrounds. So what a great day for baseball and softball in Carbon County, and hopefully we can get as many people out to watch both and support both programs as much as possible.
You definitely. Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk about the team. Congratulations on getting to play host. Last question before I let you go. Hitting or pitching, bigger emphasis for you over the weekend?
Man, that's a tough one. You really want both to be the best they can be. I really feel like we have the deepest pitching staff in 3A when it comes down with the total amount of arms we have. I know there's some really good pitchers in 3A that have really shined. Some guys that throw the ball extremely hard and really have some good records, and they're going to be tough to beat. But those guys can't throw every game for their respective team. And so when you look at it as a team sport and having to win as many games as you have to win in a state tournament in a short amount of time with pitching, I really feel like we have an advantage there if our guys will throw well. And if you look at it, we gave up the least amount of runs in 3A this year. Our pitching staff did an awesome job. We had games where we struggled a little bit with walks, and that hurt us, and it's something we can't do this weekend. But I really feel if our pitching is on par, that our hitting will be good enough to take over and score runs. And it's been good all year. Our sticks have been well all year. We've done a nice job hitting the ball. We've just had some time when we slumped on the mound and made a few errors here and there. So I'm gonna put the biggest emphasis on our pitching staff and say if we'll hold teams down, that we're going to score enough runs for them. And, before I get off, I want to tell my team how proud of them I am, and congratulate them on their accomplishment this year. Region championship was a goal of ours. Obviously, a state championship is our next goal. But these kids worked hard to earn this first round and second round playoff at home. And, I told them a couple weeks ago when we slipped up, it could have cost us a home playoff. And I'm glad that it didn't. I'm glad that, our body of work throughout the year proved where we need to be. And I want them to know how proud I am of them and know that they, if they'll bring it every day from here on out, the good things are going to happen for them. And so, again, I'm excited, and maybe to answer your question, I'll put it on our pitching staff, but we're going to need to be good on all three phases of the game if we expect to win a state championship.
Coach, always fun to chat with you. Thank you again. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Always fun to get Coach Cincineros on the show. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to flip over to the national side of things. We'll talk Major League Baseball. Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, will join us for his weekly conversation. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.